Thanks, man.
Okay, let's, before we get to, one second, we get back to it. And they don't put Ravaggio's picture in the owner, so.
Madness.
Ravaggio, all the way right behind the
okay.
You can look at it.
What is it?
You need a picture of Ravaggio.
So the sheet is on what Plupa is, if you're going to see London. In Tour, you guys know that the simanim of Shulchan Aruch, right? We say simen this, simen that, right? Simen hey, samacha, whatever. Those are based on the simanim of the Tour, right? The Tour came before the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Tour is the son of the Rosh. That's in this book. They combine Tour and Shulchan Aruch. They really two different books, which they glued together into one volume. So the Tour discusses this in Samach Aleph. But for some reason, when we get to Shulchan Aruch, it appears in Nunhei. That's just, for some reason, that's how it worked out, a little bit unusual. The Torah writes, seems to quote that Chuppah is Yichud, which is interesting. That's what the Torah said. I don't think you had that on the sheet. The Beis Yosef, that is the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of Shulchan Aruch, who before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, wrote a commentary of the Torah called the Beit Yosef. So, he, Kedarko Makaydesh, one of the roles, one of the things that the Beit Yosef does, is he quotes many shitas on whatever the Torah is talking about. So that's what he does here. Since the Torah mentioned Chuppah, the Torah only mentioned Yichud. But the Beit Yosef does the work for us, and he collects different Shita. So what do you guys see? We have Yichud, that we know from the Rambam already, Yud Aleph. What else do we have? We know the Ran already, meaning Subis. That's here at the Beis Yosef. What else do we have?
Inter.
So he quotes about, he goes in Archas Chaim, quoting the Bala Inter, who says that, he says two things that are interesting. He says that what is Chuppah? According to the Bala Iter, when we saw the Bala Iter quoted in the Ran about Suba, we're not talking about that Bala Iter. The Bala Iter here is being quoted defining Chuppah. What is Chuppah? The curtain, but it's, well, what do you mean the curtain?
Both of them.
What, when you have a curtain, what do you do? What's the act of Chuppah?
The father gives a rosh.
You, and he no, takes the chasen, takes the kalas machnisa. He brings her to a bayis. Now it doesn't have to be his own house. That was what the Ran said. Where are you machnis her? To a bayis shish bo chidush. Some kind of special designated place. What's an example of a chidush, of something that makes this place special?
Flowers.
Either flowers or stina mitzuyarim, these curtains, the laz. Laz, I looked it up, where I think either lashon avodah zarah or lashon am zar. So you bring her to this place where there's curtains, or roses, or myrtle branches, and in this special location, what do you do there? You bring her in there. Misiachad u'shneya. Misiachad u'shneya. Now, does he mean misiachad in yichud, seclusion? No! How do you know? How do you know that?
There's people there.
Because it sounds like there's people there. You go to Yushalmi, who also says it's a special kind of situation. Yoshvin Shneem, the two of them sit there. Ima Shushbinin! What's Shushbinin? With the bridesmaids, so there's other people there. The wedding party.
No.
Other people are there. I think they have one of these. If you ever go to the Israel Museum, you should ever do that. I think they have one of these tent special location things there as one of their displays. This was this special kind of area that Chazon HaKadosh would sit. There might have been people around, but it was a special designated area for them, and that was the chuppah. Now, what pshat? The Baal Iter does something else aside from telling us that pshat. What else does he do? He rejects another pshat. Rabbi Yisai, did you see that? He rejects another pshat. I think this is still part of the Baal Iter. He said, "The ha'omer chuppah who sudar shechovin b'rasheyem." The one who says that chuppah is that you a sudar. What's a sudar? Cloth, a handkerchief that you cover their head, being a chazan and kal b'shas bracha, lav milsahi. What's lav milsa?
It's not.
As you guys would say, it's not a thing. It means it's wrong. Yeah, that's what we got out of the. So what? Let's just keep our shita straight. We have the Rambam saying yichud. We have the Rambam saying mevil beisa. We have the Baal Iter saying some special designated place that was miyuchad with some kind of colorful cloth or flowers, and they would sit there even sit there together. And then we have the shita that seems to be rejected by the Iter of the Beisosi, which is covering the chasen and kala with a cloth. Okay. If you jump to Shulchan Aruch, here it's the back of the. If you jump to Shulchan Aruch, we saw this already. So the Mechaber says, what?
Like the Rambam.
Like the Rambam. Verbatim quote from the Rambam. That's what the Mechaber says. Yichud. The Ramah says, V'yesham d'chuba eino yichud. So let's say he brings several shitas here in the Ramah. Which shita does he bring? First? The Ran. He says, what do you do? Hiviyachas in the Beisa. That's the Ran. Next shita, then he says, Yeshom Rim what? He quotes Yotze Behinuma. That this is a Taisus in Yuma. Yotze Behinuma, did the Yotze even quote that? Or did he quote that? That she has some kind of a head covering on.
She's wearing a
kippah. Minig ha-poshut. No, so we skipped one. What was this? Again, first comes the Ran. Then what's the second Yesh Omrim? Is Parson Sudar Al Rosha. What she does that, Rabbi Yisrael? That was the one we thought we rejected. Fascinating. The Ramah brings down what the Baal Iter seem to reject, which is that you cover their heads of the chasen and the kala with a cloth. So even though it was rejected, it seems to have tchias ha-meisim, and it gets playing time here in the Ramah. So Yesh Omrim. Interesting. And the last one is this Yotze Beinuma. Three shitas in the Ramah. Then the Ramah adds what the minig is. Minig Pashat Achshav. And then he brings up what we call the chuppah. Right? Yiriya prusa gabi kunzois. It's a canopy spread out on four posts. And the chazal kala stand under it, berabim, and make the brachas there. How do you guys understand? What is that? Where did that come from? We didn't see that explicitly, this four-fold. You know, have you ever seen an old school chuppah? Not like the ones they have today. That are, have you ever seen the old ones where they were standing, there's like four guys standing there holding a wood pole? You know, it looks like a nice, it almost looks like a parochas type of thing on top.
So really different.
Like that kind of thing. So that's what he's describing, right? So where does that fit into the Rishayim?
El Habil Abiso.
It's not Habil Abiso, it's not your base.
He's a rabbi.
So you would say l'chayra that it's the makom yuchad, right? That was the shita of the Iter who said that you go to the so instead of having roses or hadasim, so we do this chuppah on four poles. What's interesting is, the Ramah says, v'acharkach molichim osam lebeizim ochum v'yachmam tzanua. Afterwards, he describes the step where you do what? Where you go somewhere, makum tzanua, not in seclusion, but tzanua. Private, again, but not seclusion. And there you eat. You look in the Bach, I don't think I gave it to you. The Bach himself, which is an interesting point, the Bach, who was quoted by the Beit Shmuel, the Bach also discusses our minute. And he says that we do everything. Kedivrei kula. We like to cover all the, do all the kinds of chuppah that are out there. So he says that you would go cover the head of the kala. We mentioned this. That we call it the Deccan. Yeah? Which shita was that? Just to keep track. That was the, right, that's what the, right, the Ramah quoted from Taisvis, the shita of Yotzei Be'enuma. So he covers her head with a sudar. That's symbolically the father giving over his daughter to you, the chassan. And he writes there that in Russia, Bevdinas Rusia, so we're makbid that the chassan has to be there, and he should hold it. And he says something here that's not so frug. I don't know what Rishai did at his wedding. A lot of people, they'll tell you, only the chassan can be the one who covers her. Why? Because if this is chuppah, who should be doing it? The chazan. If you look in the back, he says the chazan do it together with Yochazan Kizui Imarab Bachashurim. But by you, your Rishai will probably tell you, you have to be the one to cover, and not the mother, whoever's standing around. No, you should be the one to cover, and that's a form of chuppah, of symbolically covering her. That's the first thing we do. This is why some people, have you ever been to a wedding? I keep asking this. If you ever go to one next time, we'll do it this way. Oh, you have a wedding tonight, no? Yeah. You guys know, is it?
Not for the chuppah.
Oh. Well, the next time you're at one with the chuppah, you can pay attention. Get ready. Cover her up. Watch. Some people are not good. This is a discussion. They send Aiden to watch. You'll notice sometimes there's two Aiden. It's super awkward. Super awkward. Why? Who's up there? What do we do today? Ever been to a wedding?
The family.
Kyle is up there. It's all the women. It's all women. Right? There's the chazan stish. And there's the... So she's sitting there. They dance him in. What happens? The only one that goes up, let's say him and her dad, let's say. You with me? Ever been to a wedding?
No.
It's all women. And then there's like... If the rav is not, there's two Aidim up there. Why? Because if you hold that this is chuppah, maybe you want to need Aidim to show. So you'll see sometimes to pay attention. Then they watch it. That's a machlokas, whether you need to do that or not. That's the first thing we do. Then, this is what I want to point out to you. Then the Bach writes, person Yeriel Gabi Chunsos. Chuppah, we call chuppah. Right? The cloth on the posts. Yeah? And he says they do Kiddushin because we do it all together in the Suin. So he writes the following words. Hayuria haprus al gabi klunsos, the cloth, the canopy that's spread on the post, hu bimakom what? So you guys all told me it means, what's that stand in for? What's that to stand in? What's that, what are we doing when we do our chuppah? I thought we're doing the special place of the Bala Hittu. The Bach says, it's bimakom hasudah shepars al rosheim. What is it? What's that canopy? The canopy is the second shita in the Ramah. What was the second shita in the Ramah? The second Yesh Omrim? Remember, Yesh Omrim number one was what? Yesh Omrim number one was the Ram. Second Yesh Omrim was what? Was the Sudar on their heads. Remember the one that was rejected? The Bach says that our chuppah isn't the Makom HaMiyuchad, what is it? It's the covering their heads together. They're keep, so it was just that it's not on them directly, it's up there. That's what the Bach says. He says, Makom person on Roshayim. He goes on to say, the Ikur is where they end up eating together, Makom Tzanuah, interesting fact, the pashtus I thought is what you guys said was true. That our chuppah, this might be true in other achronim, which we're not going to get into now, there's a lot more here. The question is, just time for you to think about, is our modern day chuppah, the four posts with the cloth, is that the sudar on their heads? That's what the Bach says it is. Or, no, that may be the base. So we rejected that shot, right? Really, what is it? It's the makom, it's the special place of the Baal Inter. Remember the roses and all that? We even put flowers a lot of times on our chuppahs today, right? It's a special place, and they're in a special place. Interesting how you read that. The Bach doesn't read it the way you guys did, but the chor could be that is the pshat. And then, so again, we do all these things. So what do we do? Halacha Maisa, Bedekin is what? Let's just open up the Rambam. You guys have it. Nun Hey Aleph. We do Bedekin is the Hinuma. I think that was the last Yesh Omrim. Yeah, that was the third Yesh Omrim of the Rambam. Then we go from there, we go to a chuppah, the canopy. That was either the second Yesh Omrim of the Rambam, that we're covering them with a suder, or it's the makom ha-miyuchad, which actually the Rambam never mentioned, oddly. Either it's that, then what do we do? Oh, so here becomes now the split. Till now, I think we've covered all types of Jews. I don't know if Sarn good with that connection. But here becomes the split. At Ashkenazi weddings, after they finish the chuppah, what do? The canopy part. What do? Straight to the yichud room. Straight to the yichud room. Sfarim don't do that. Don't do that. So, that becomes an interesting question, is why? Because if you're keeping score at home, so who was the yichud Pesach? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Who was the non-yichud Pesach? The Ramah, the Ramah zone who brings all the other possibilities for chuppah, right? Not yichud, right? All the things. All the things that we just said is all in the Ramah. And yet, the Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah are careful to do what after they've done what the Ramah said? They go into yichud. And the Sfarim who normally follow the Shulchan Aruch don't. It is interesting, by the way, I don't know when this started, this is just a historical question, the Ramah, when he mentioned the Minhag, he never mentioned Yichud, right? He just said, they go eat Makom Tzanua. I don't know. Bach also. I don't know when this started, because the Ramah and the Bach, they don't seem to have what we call Yichud. What kind of Yichud do we do? What do we do? Real Yichud, Haroi Labia, no one's in the room, total seclusion, right? That's the only one who mentions that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah makes no mention of that, but somehow that's developed. We're very, very makpid. Not only that are we makpid, what else do we do with that chuppah at the Yichud? We have Eidim, and we give a certain time. Give a certain time, machlokas with the time is different, posting have different, so they'll say 6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever it is, different times. Why? Roy Labia, even in the Zman. So we're like super makbid. But it seems that we're on the wrong team. Ashkenaz were following Shulchan Aruch, and the Sfarim were following the Ramah. Seems kind of mixed up. So that's what you guys saw today. But anyway, next time you guys are at weddings, pay attention. It's very interesting. If you know what you're looking for. So you saw today two mahalchim in understanding the Sephardic practice, which leaves out the Yichud. What were the mahalchim that you saw today? We'll start with the question. The question is, why is there no Yichud? I gotta follow the Rambam. So we'll do it in chronological order. The Askel Avdi, Rav Ovadia, and it was Hadaya. I think it was also Ovadia. I guess that's confusing. What's his Mahalach? When was this written? 1963. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. He writes, and if you look in paragraph Aleph, midway through, Va'anu Hasfardim, Asfardim, Osin Kedibre Yish Onim Habeiz Shevi Ramah. He says, Asfardim, we do the second Yish Onrim of the Ramah. Shachuba Shabarsin Sudar al Rosham Mishas HaBracha. That we put a Sudar on their heads during the Bracha. V'hu HaTalis Shemuparsim al Shneem. V'lo Klun Tzatz Ki Yish Onrim Gimel. You know, what is this Sfari Chuppah, according to the Askelavi? Not the canopy. Which is? What do we use for a siddur?
Talis.
You take a neighbor bin to an inch, pick a talis. Pick a talis, and they put the talis over the chasen and the kal. That's the Chuppah. Again, ironically, if you're keeping track, which shita was that? This is the shita that won when the Rishonim. This was the sheet that was rejected by the Baal Inter. Or they said, I'm not sure who was writing it, but I think it was the Baal Inter's book. It was rejected based on the Yerushalmi, remember? Yerushalmi was clearly going to a play. So even though this was the rejected sheet, apparently this is the chuppah according to the Sfardim. The Iker chuppah is, put the talis on. If I'm not mistaken, Yekis also do this. They put a talis over the chasen and the kala, some pictures on people's walls, of the chasen and kala, and now it's become the in thing, and like the modern became like a fad, the shita. Like my nephew, when he got married, he did this talis thing. Why? Because
there's Kohan.
So my picture is
cute.
It's cute. Usually comes from the kala. That's well, it's so cute. Right. A little funny because this was the weakest, as it were, of the shittas in the Rishonim. Weakest of the shittas in the Rishonim. And then we don't live a life by saying, why not? That's not how we do things in Yiddish.
You're doing everything else.
So, but it's become. He's saying that's the ignorant. But that was always his hard image. It's become part of the Ashkenazi circles as well. So, but in mainstream, regular Ashkenazi circles, it's not. Not done. Okay, that's not interesting. So he writes at the Iker Minig Aspiring the Daf with the Talis, the Sudra al Roisha. Aye, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? It's against Shalom. So what's his Mahal? You guys saw it. What's the move that the Askel Avi makes? To explain a lack of Yichud at Sephardic weddings. No? Did you read it? Without getting into the detail, what's the move that he makes? He says it pretty much early on in Bays. Again, he starts quoting Shulchan Aruch and stuff. Without getting into the nitty-gritty of what he's quoting, and his riot. Look, if you look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down into Oz Beis in the Askelavi, you see where it says Harei Lecha? What's Harei Lecha? Here's like summing it up. Harei Lecha, the Shub Chazi Maran, who's Maran? Shulchan Aruch. Lefso ka minog, she nogu laso skuba belich. Vitzar Lomar, Mashiach Maran, Zeminun, hey! G'das Ram Bamzal. Rak le ikra din aklefi aminug shekaz of Haran chazar hadavar bechinas minig Yisrael toyrei. Who al pi mashkoz marab abdam asosha b'sifro b'sosif lo ba levato haminug mashekvar nagul Yisrael leheder. That is pretty much the answer. Say again.
Where do they get the minug?
Well, you're asking a question. Can you go back in your brain once, can you rewind and take the brain? What are you saying before asking the question? Where did it? What's his answer? What's his problem? The minug trumps the din. The Ikar HaDin is quoted where in Shulchan Aruch? Simon? No, hey, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? What should chuppah be?
Yichud.
But, he says later in Samach Aleph, what's mavur? The minig is not that way. Really? As a minig? Yeah. He quotes the Beis Yosef in Zagdavah to a Sefer who writes that he wasn't coming levat el minig. He wasn't coming about. He's telling you the din because the Rambam says that's the din. But what was the Sephardic practice for Dairis? For generations. No Yichud. Frekt, Shir, where do you get that from? How do you know that was the minig Sephardic with Dairis Seha? Where do you get that from? Where do you get the Sephardic practice not to use it?
Every single wedding.
The Ran. He says that a few lines later. He says, "V'ei minig zeh shenogu lasel schupa b'li yichud hu lefnei maranza." Before the time of the Shulchan Aruch, this was already the practice. How do I know? Mizman haran za. Remember what we see in the Ran, guys, in day one of the sugya. What do we see on day one in the Ran? Remember the end and end of the Ran. What did he say? V'anu noagin. What was our minig? He says the minig. The Ran in Spain said, what was the minig? Yichud or no yichud? No yichud. He said that. Says the Aspilach. Yeah. That practice has continued in the Sephardic community from the Rishonim. Before the Shulchan Aruch even was alive, that has been the practice. And therefore, v'lachein avshu neged haShulchan Aruch, even though now it's against Siman Nun, the Shulchan Aruch said to Yichud, Yicholim lahamshich b'minhagam. You can continue with the minhag. And he says even the Shulchan Aruch recognizes that in Siman Samech Beis. And he goes on. Now, it's a little interesting here. What are you tying up? What do you ask on that bring the Ran?
Why does Shulchan Aruch call it the Ran?
Meaning what? No, Shulchan Aruch calls it the Ranban, because he thinks that the Ikar HaDin.
Well, the Ran isn't the Ran Sephardi. Is the Ran Sephardi also?
Yeah. The Ran is Sephardi, yeah.
So why?
The Min of the Ran tells us the Min of the Ran, the Mechaber tells us the Ikar HaDin. What do we follow practically? Minig.
The thing is, if we're going
what would the Ran actually say, Rabbi Yisai?
You wouldn't say Sora Roshan, you would
say. Oh, that's interesting. The Ran said what? No Yichud, but what did the Ran say, guys? The Ran said no Yichud, right? But what was Chuppah according to the Ran? Evil Abeisa. So that's interesting. That doesn't seem to be the minhag. Okay. You can look on, so that's one very good ha'ara on this shtickle of the Aspalavi, that if you're going to go with the Ran and say that the Ran's telling us what the old ancient custom of the Sephardim was, that's fine, but he says what was the minhag? If you're lebeis or not, suda, not covering with a talis. So it's a little bit tzarachi. But either way, what's the move that the Aspalavi makes? The question was, why don't Sfarim do Yichud if it says so in Shulchan Aruch? The answer is, in Achinami. You're right, it says in Shulchan Aruch, and they don't follow it. Why? Because there's an ancient minhag which predates the Shulchan Aruch from the time that we've shown him, that you do not need Yichud to have Chuppah. And that minhag continues till today. And therefore, the Ikar minhag seems to be the way he presents it, covering with the talis.
Can we ask this question in the reverse way also? Why don't Ashkenaz do
Ashkenaz doesn't do everything though. That's remember the Ramah and the Bach. We do all, we do the bit that we went through. We do the bit Deccan, and we do the on the Klum Salos, and we do Yichud, so we're doing all the Shitas.
They don't do the Sudar Al Rosh.
What?
They don't do the
according to the Bach, the Chuppah is the Sudar Al Rosh. According to the Bach. It is a Siddur HaRosh. That's what he said. That's actually what he said before. So the Ashkenazim happen everything. Svarim and Pala Lamidim. Yeah? That is the Yaskel Abdi's approach to the Sephardic practice. And it's, yeah, that's his move. Yes?
What's the Enuma?
Yotzim Enuma is, you'll see in the beginning of the second paragraph. It's some kind of a veil.
Oh, that's sort of.
So that's what we call the deck, and then we cover her with a veil.
What's Sura Arosha then?
Sura Arosha is together, not just the Kala. Together, the Chasam and Kala. It's very romantic, that's what people are doing today, like including these cute pictures. So the Chasam and Kala together, under the
Talis.
Sometimes he makes a Shechiyonu on the Talis, also goes to Shiloh, but you should make a Shechiyonu when you get married.
Oh,
so he makes a Shechiyonu on the Talis, and it's also going on the marriage. What do they really do? But this is, I think it's become an Israeli thing, I think, because it probably the my guess is that it started here in Eretz Yisrael. Probably it started as a Sephardi practice, borrowed by Ashkenazim, as often happens here in Eretz Yisrael, and then it went overseas to America. How I'm saying how it shifted from, that's my guess is why it became. I do remember seeing someone in America on their wall, they had a wedding picture, a Chosher person, I think they were Yekis. They were certainly not Sephardim. I think there was a picture of them with it under the chuppah. They were also under the chuppah and also with a talis over them. And I think I was told that's a Yaki Brat. You can check that out. Ask Goldschmidt. Do your research.
Was it by Mrs.
No, they didn't do it. We have to find out. Sephardim for sure do it. And the really Yaskal says that's the Iker. That is the chuppah. That is the chuppah. It sounds like they didn't even do the canopy. It sounds like all they did was what? Together under the talis during the shep, during the brachas, that was it, that was the chuppah. Again, to me it's amazing because that was the shita that was rejected by the early Rishonim. And he said, Lav Milsa, as against Yerushalmi. So, it's a shtickle fella, but you look there, he continues to give more modern requirements. I want to show you Rav Avadya, in one second, ask after. What is Rav Avadya's move in distinction to, in contrast to, the Yaskel Avdi? He quotes the Yaskel Avdi. He quotes him. And he writes about him that he's wrong. He says it's shver. You don't say shver in Sephardim, don't say the word shver. So he says dochuk. Dochuk, what's dochuk? Shver. Dochuk means it's forced. Dachum means to force something. So like if you, right guy, he forced a shot. What does it mean? He took the shot, he forced it, it's a bad shot. So if you're giving a teirut, yeah, it's a teirut, but dachuk. Very, very forced, not compelling shot. He doesn't like this shot. Doesn't like this shot. Doesn't like this shot. The reason he doesn't like it, what was the move of the Yaskel Avdi, remember, there was Iker Adin, and there was Minig, and both appeared where, according to him? On the page of Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadya is very unhappy about that. That's what he writes there after. He says, Moran Yistom Dvar B'Tardi Disasre, Pam Lafi Hadin, Pam Lafi Aminik, B'Chem Yaseh. You can't do that, says Rav Avadya. You can't one simon you're quoting the Iker Adin, one simon you're quoting the Minig. Come on! That's Shver. He then goes on to argue, even with the claim of the Yaskel Avdi, this is an ancient minhag from the time of the Ran. He says, who says that? That spread to other Sephardim. He says, he quotes a raya that the Ran says about Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, that you know what that is? You can't divorce a woman against her will. The Ikara, then you're allowed to. It's a Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, we don't do that today. So he writes that the Ran accepted that. We don't divorce against the woman's will. But Rav Avadya writes in the Sephardic custom was to do so. He goes to Maram al-Shakir, Shulchan Aruch, etc. So it's a double whammy. Number one, he doesn't like the pshat to say that there's minhag and din on the pages of Shulchan Aruch. And number two, to say that we're going back to that Ram we saw on day one, the ancient Sephardi minhag, he says, who says? Maybe in Spain, in the 13th century, in the 14th century, that was done. Who says that spread to the whole Sephardic world? Who says? The Askelabdi, you know where he was from? The Askelabdi comes from Syria, Khaled, Aleppo. Where does Ravagya come from? Iraq. So this is totally different parts of the Sephardi world. Who said that the minhag back from the Rishonim is the minhag today? Who said that? He doesn't buy that. Interesting. He's very unhappy. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And he says, we have to follow the, like he says here, only our brothers, the Ashkenazim, do Yichud. It's lame and we don't do it. Time of boy. We always follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Their words are light that they guide us. He's just unwilling to accept this as a classic of Ravadi very much. Ravadi brought the Shulchan Aruch back to center stage in the Sephardic world, right? Especially because in Eretz Yisrael, right? If you know a little Sephardic halachic history, so a lot of times the Sephardim didn't always go like the Shulchan Aruch. Ben Yishchai and others didn't always go like the Shulchan Aruch. They go like Ramah sometimes. Came Ravadi, you know what he said? He said, especially because we're back in Eretz Yisrael, who was the Mar the Asr of Eretz Yisrael? Who was the place in Eretz Yisrael? A Shulchan Aruch, he moved to Tzfat at the end of his life, right? He used to live in Turkey, he moved to Tzfat. He was in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, we need to follow Shulchan Aruch. And what does Shulchan Aruch say here? How do you do chuba? How do you get married? How do you do nisuin? Yichud! Don't give me this that the minhag of the Sephardim was not... Come on! Yeah, he's not buying it. And he had to follow this as a Shulchan Aruch. Not willing to buy that minhag trumps this. So what do we do? So what's the other mahalach to answer this question? How do we answer this conundrum? The Sephardic conundrum. Nope, what does he say? Well, what's the answer to the question? His main question is, only the Ashkenazim of Yichud al Tzlein ulo Nogu
b'Zeklal. And we do Yichud.
Oh, that's the answer. The answer is you're wrong. We do Yichud. We do. It's a good answer to the question, right? The whole kasha was Sfarim will do Yichud against Shulchan Aruch. He says, of course we do Yichud. We don't. No, he doesn't say that.
Later.
He could have said later. Later, we do Yichud. Just when are you looking for Yichud? When are your Ashkenazi eyes looking for Yichud? Right away. Right after we call the chuppah, right away to the yichud room. That's fine and don't do. But 5 hours later, 6 hours later after the wedding is over, whatever it is, what happens? Yeah, they go home, they go to the hotel, they go wherever it is. Yichud. That's the answer. So the answer is Rav Avadia. He's not willing to give up on Shulchan Aruch. We do yichud. We just do it much later. I want shver.
No.
What's shver is that all the Birchas Chasanim, what you guys colloquially call the Sheva Brachas, or called halachically the Birchas Chasanim, we said 5 hours ago. Again, either when the talis is on their head or under the canopy under the chuppah, so what's going on? What are Birchas Chasanim? What? When are they said? At the time of
Nisuin.
No. So what are you giving me this balabaisa that 5 hours later, when we said the brachas 5 hours ago, now is the nisuin? What's the answer? Yup. The answer is, that's right. That's what happens. We have the brachas 5 hours before the nisuin happens.
Why does that happen?
I took some of the tshuva out, but he writes, he sums it up. He says, Ana medina nachtina, gam bezegor esmaran, ein lechalom ar-meshek v'shein yoysim e'yichud b'yad ha'achar birchas l'z el v'yitam shkos v'el, she birchas ha-sheva, ein sarach l'yozo v'la si yasan. We'll have to remember this when we get to the. Keep this in mind. There's going to be a sugya later on. That's better over there. Abir Chas Hasan, keep this in mind when we get there. Says Rav Avadia, those brachas don't have to be over lasiyasan. What's over lasiyasan? Immediately preceding. Right? We know that for many brachas it has to be over lasiyasan. When do you make a bracha on the talis? If you wear a talis? Before you put on the talis. When do you make a bracha on your tefillin this morning? Before you tighten your tefillin. When do you make it all? It's always before you do the mitzvah. Immediately before. You don't make a bracha on your tefillin like an hour later, put on tefillin. Yeah, you know why?
Because you wake up.
That's what kind of a bracha?
A mitzvah.
It was a mitzvah. But, says Rabbi, I think we'll have to see this. What is the nature of the bracha of Sheva, of what you call Sheva bracha? Birchas Hasanim? Birchas Sheva. It's praise. And that doesn't have to be juxtaposed. That doesn't have to be immediately preceding the event. What's another problem with saying that yichud happens when the wedding's over?
So they're not married yet.
Okay. Oh, you think because you're dancing and they haven't had nisuin yet? Okay.
I wonder.
You're celebrating their imminent nisuin. That's true.
Also,
so they
are. The hands, are they allowed to be touched?
Ah, you think it's a good. I don't know what he says about that. Maybe he doesn't allow for that. That's a good question. Can you touch before then? He brings up at the end here, if you look in the last paragraph, he says. What about Aiden? What about Aiden? L'chora hayatzarech lahaz ve'Aiden. L'chora, you should need Aiden. What happens? They go to their hotel or to their house or whatever it is. Or who's with them? Either nobody, or maybe family is escorting them to that place. Those are not kosher Aiden. Where's kosher Aiden? Who's going to see the, if this is chuppah, right, at midnight after the wedding's over, so where's the Aiden? So Rav Avadia asks that of himself. And he says, you don't need Aiden! You don't need Aiden? This is also a very interesting time. Do you need Aiden for chuppah? Rav Avadia says, no. Kedar kubah kodesh kutz alad amar b'koibis. Knisa l'chuba lo etzrichu eidim l'kach. Once you did kiddushin and sheva brachas, and this is only the end of the nisuin process, you don't need eidim. So what are the two mahalchim? He asked, very interesting, amongst the gdolei haposkim of the Sfarad, one mahalch is to say, inachinami, Sfarad don't do yichud. We have enough other shitas and rishonim to rely on, or that was the, and that was the minhag, not to go like the Rambam, not to go like Shulam, that was the minhag. Rav Avadia Kedar B'Kodesh is unwilling to accept that reality, and he says it's not true. We do Sfarim do yichud, absolutely following what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's just not together with the rest of what we do at the wedding. In other words, the kiddushin. And the talis and all those other nisuin things, when do we do them? Way back at the wedding. When do we do the nisuin? A little bit funny.
What does that mean for Sheva?
You're praising the Lord, living God of Israel.
It's not
right before you perform a mitzvah. It's not lahaniach tefillin. Mitzate batzitzis.
Yichud is not like a mitzvah?
It might be a mitzvah. The bracha is not a bracha of a mitzvah. It's not on the Yichud. It's not a bracha on the Nisuin. Okay, but you're right. That's a certain weakness of Rav Avadia, is that even if the Birchas Hashem, what is the Birchas Hashem associated with? Why are we praising Hashem? Because of the Nisuin that's happening. But according to Rav Avadia, when are we doing it? 5 hours before. So it's unclear to me how much Rav Avadia utilizes that. Rav Avadia himself, I assume, when he did his kiddush, I assume they also did the sudar. I assume they also did the talis. So what's that? That's nothing.
Maybe that's also to cover both.
Also, so it's some kind of nisuin, and this is the gemara of the nisuin. Unclear. Awesome. As you mentioned this Bez one the other day, this is one of the reasons. I don't remember if he said it. I think he says it in his tshuva. I cut out a lot of the tshuva if he listened to it. You guys want to read it in mind, I'll just show you. You have to take out your glasses, old shtickle. Here. Starts here. This, you know, there's bigger versions of it.
You see? Okay, we have this face.
Right. It's not long. It's not, that's not a long chew, by the way, at all. So you can, you're welcome to sit on that. What's interesting is that fewer than nafkaminas. One big one, which is a question of if you're married, if you're a woman who's married, you need to do what? Cover your hair. What happens at a wedding, most weddings, is the kala does not cover her hair. So that's, how is that? What do you do? How is she just got married 5 minutes ago, now she comes out for the dancing, hair's uncovered. What do you mean? Your first moment as a married woman? So according to Ravad, it's very good. Why is it good? Because you're not, you haven't done nisuin, you haven't done yichud yet. So if you haven't finished the nisuin, not really fully married, you don't need to cover your hair. It doesn't work for the us Ashkenazim though, because we just did yichud at the beginning of the wedding. So no one says bias yichud. Is in the suin. The Rambam is before you don't need to be a
suin.
Maybe for covering the hair is only after bia. Maybe you could argue that, but that's a problem. What Ashkenazim do?
Ashkenazim
get
there.
Around that. That's a problem. So some people, you know, what they do. They wear a shaitel to their wedding.
Really?
Get married in a shaitel. Yeah. Many Yerushalayim is that way. You get married in a sheitel. Technically, you could put on the sheitel after yichud, but that's just complicated. That's one mahal. That wouldn't work for Ravadia. You know why?
He doesn't allow sheitel.
Ravadia doesn't allow sheitels. So that's not going to work. According to Ravadia, if your wife is wearing a sheitel, her hair is uncovered. That's his very matter against sheitels. Hair is uncovered. Even if she's wearing a sheitel. So that either wouldn't work. Ashkenazim don't follow that, and therefore that's an eitz. That's a separate discussion. But that's another good thing that Ben's point out. Very good ha'ara is according to Ravadia, you're not really fully married. Very often the custom is the chazan and the kal hold hands. That's going to show it's not a chuppas nida. We discussed that. According to Ravadia, you're not really married yet because you have a yichud. That's a good ha'ara. I don't know what he said. I think my friend told me not to do that until after yichud. For that reason. Some people do it right out of the canopy, hold hands. You haven't had yichud yet, you haven't had nisuin yet.
Yeah,
there's no heter labayla yet, right? No heter labayla while you're holding hands.
No, but some people are very against it. Some people are very for it, like they say you should. Like,
right, the question is why before yichud though?
I don't know.
Yeah. So now you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, why before? You'll see somebody like under the canopy, and right after the canopy they hold hands. So either they hold it, we don't really hold of yichud, we really hold of the canopy. Nihu is just like chumran. Could be. I'm not sure what the
also,
is there.
Could you put the ring on your finger? Or you just drop it?
That's a good question. You're saying it's a chumas nida.
No, nida is for sure drop. I'm saying it's
no,
not.
No, that's not true.
No, you put it, you have to be careful.
Yeah. Well, nice,
it could be for chumran.
Some will try. If you drop the whole world sees that she's nida, usually we don't do that. If you drop it,
so now, but if you're.
So what do we do now? You put the ring on the finger. On the forefinger, not on the ring.
What if you touch her hand while you're.
No, no. The mice have to keep up with this knee that you put on, you try not to tell the person.
It could be the humble body. It doesn't actually let them hold hands on the aisle, even if they would be, because of like public display.
Also, you should know, and I'll end with this. I did see, just in the spirit of what Ben just said, some people are so against the Sfarim, not only do they not do yichud at the wedding, that's one thing that's agreed by everyone, is that Sfarim don't do yichud at the wedding, at least these posted. They don't do it at the actual ceremony. Some of the Sfarim say, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Preachers. It's preachers. The whole world watching them go into Chazal of this expression. Everyone knows what a Chazan and Kala are doing that night, but if you talk about it, you're parts. So this is what the whole world is dancing over to go into pride. This is pizzas. How can you have such a thing? Davka shouldn't do it.
I think that's the reason.
I don't know what happens today, but my understanding is I think the main Sfarim minute is like this is agreed upon, is not to do yichud at the actual wedding. Or the Ravadia, you're chapping in the end of the wedding. I guess you should tell that to the Chazan Kala. You're chapping to actually be yichud after the wedding is over and everyone's gone home, that's when.
I don't know if the local body says this or someone else says it, but like if you really want to do a yuzu, then just like leave the door open a little bit and like have some.
He doesn't say it here. Certainly not the Minhag, the Sephardic Minhag going back generations. Minhag was not to have the yuzu room at all. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll see you tomorrow up in the Brotherhood.